Okay. So, well, we said that a person would get reward for the mitzvah, even if he didn't do it, as long as he did everything that he could. In other words, he resolved to do it. He made the bechir, he went out, he made all these shtalas. He did everything he could do to make the mitzvah. And then the Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't let him do the mitzvah. He'll still get schar for the mitzvah. That's what we said. Masha'en kain the aveira, not so poshut. Okay. The other thing we said last week as well is that when it comes to the shtadlis in the areas of panosah, chalek one that we saw there, so there it's not clear what the right path is always. The person doesn't know what will bring success. Could be this, could be that. Masha en kein when it comes to the mitzvahs, so we have clear guidelines of what the right thing is to do. And therefore, it's not the same as the shtadlis in panosah, where a person doesn't always know, is it the right thing? Not sure. Yeah, he knows what he has to do. So therefore, having betochen in those areas, we said is not valid. Now he's going to explain where in this category betochen is appropriate. So he says like this: Alef aval ma sheroy liftoy chalof kugma maisa avoida acha bicharoso b'leiv sholim v'neeman v'haskomer v'ishtadlus. Once you've done all the steps you need to do in order to bring about the mitzvah, you have to make the mitzvah, you have to make the decision, you have to make all these shtadlis, it has to be lishmo, then, and obviously you have to have a tochen in Hashem that he'll help you to succeed, daven to Hashem that he should help you succeed. ובזה אנחנו חייבים להתחנן עליו לעזור איתנו בו, the חלק 3, that's where we need to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're obligated, first of all, you have to have betochen, but you also have to daven to him to help us complete the loydos איתנו עליו, and, sorry, להוירס איתנו עליו, and to guide us about how to do it, כמו שכוסב, הדריכנו בעמיתך ולמדני. David HaMelech asks Hashem for help to do this in the to help. Hadricheini ba'amitecha v'lamdeini. And then he says, "Va'amah hadricheinu b'nesiv mitzvaysecha." Hadricheinu, teach me or lead me or madrich me on the pathway, the shvil of your mitzvahs. He's already said, "I've chosen." This is before. This is the pasuk before. I've chosen the derech imuna. Dibakti by the sech Hashem al tivishenu. So David HaMelech is going through many examples here. As I said before, we're not going to all the psukim here. I'll tell you something, Pete Varemes Admoid, Kili Mishpatecha, Yuchalti. David HaMelech describes everything he's done, and now he's asking Hashem for help. But he's done everything already. From all these psukim, you see that David HaMelech had already used his Bechira and was completely resolved and dedicated to doing the service of Hashem. Achit Palel El Alokim. Al shnei dvorim. So he davened for two things. The first one, echad mehem, the yachad levavo ilachazik berichorose bavadoisoi. To focus on himself, to keep his focus, to have his kavonah, to have his heart completely resolved and committed to choosing the right path, avoidus Hashem, and bahachokas tiedus oila miliboi ve'einov, from distancing himself from all the distractions of the world. Unify my mind to fear your name. There should be single, it should be a single focus. I have only one focus, one goal. I'm unified in, I just want Yiras Hashem. He also asks to please open my eyes that I should see the niflois, the wondrous aspects of your Torah. And then he says, the negative, Ave Eina Miroshov, prevent my eyes from looking at the things that are worthless, Shov, and Bezet Toeles. Hatlibe Alaydoi Secho, incline my heart towards your laws, Aydoi Secho. Similar tefillahs that you see from David HaMelech in this area, that's asking Hashem to strengthen his resolve to keep him, to keep focus and avoid his Hashem. V'asheini, l'chazek evarov al ha-shlomas ha-maisim b'avadoisei. And then he davens to Hashem that he should have the bodily strength, he should have the koyach to be able to fulfill the mitzvahs and carry him out the way that he wants to do. So he's chosen the decision, he's made to do it, he's singly focused on it, and he's resolved, and he's doing whatever he needs to do. Now he davens to Hashem to help him to machazak his bechira, to keep himself focused, and also to give him the koyach, the just the bodily strength, the physical strength, the physical means to going about doing the avoida. That's what David HaMelech meant when he said, "Train me, lead me in the way of your commandments and the mitzvahs." So Adenu ve'ivasheo, he says to him, provide me with my sustenance so that I might be, I'll have a Yeshua, that I'll be saved. V'habe kamoy, and you see many tefillahs from David HaMelech in this area. So you see, yeah, the Chovos HaLevavos here is defined very clearly, the Gedorim of Betochen in the... that a person needs to fulfill the personal mitzvah that a person has to do. And then he's going to say, I'm going to explain to you what takes away your betochen in this area. I'll come back, he says, and I'll explain to you what gets in the way and what prevents you from relying on Hashem in this area, the things we've discussed in this perek. And also what will help your betochen and have the correct approach to this, how we go about doing that. That he's going to discuss in Perek Zayin, which Hashem will get there one day. Just before we start the fifth category, remember we had seven categories. We started a few months ago. We had seven categories. So we'll do that. He says something very interesting here that I want to just bring down. And that is like this. It's a fine line here where you have betochen, where you don't have betochen. As we said before, you're going to have betochen that Hashem will help you choose to do the right thing. So then that's called foolishness. Yet we see David HaMelech davening to Hashem to help him to mechazak his resolve and mechazak his bechira. So we have to see where exactly you draw the lines here. So he says like this, that the tefillah, in the two aspects of keeping the mitzvahs, that means keeping your resolve, staying focused and sticking to the mission, and having the ability to complete it. Those are the two things you have to daven for. The decision must be made by yourself, though. Once you've made the decision and you committed, you ask Hashem to help you keep going, because you know that you can make decisions and you're very committed. And the next day you wake up and it's a little bit, it's not so easy to keep the resolve and the focus and the commitment and the dedication to what you've decided you're going to do. Mod matim for the tekufu we went up. People are going to start taking on a Kabbalah. That's a big discussion. Everybody wants to know, what's Kabbalah? How Kabbalah? Yen Kabbalah? Shmen Kabbalah? We took on Kabbalah the last 20 years. We never kept them. Da 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 da. They're more chashuv to know that you have to make the decision. You can't wait for Hashem to. You want to be talking that Hashem will make the Kabbalah. You have to make the decision to change something. And it has to be deep enough that it'll change your behavior. But then you have to daven for Hashem that you'll keep that resolve. Who says you'll keep it going? The Yitziat Yishmai in these areas. So it sounds like a stira. Mitzarechad, this is my area. There's no room for betochen. Mitzar Hashem, I'm davening to Hashem for it. That's what he's trying to explain. The decision to make the mitzvah that you have to have. You can't ask Hashem for help in that regard. Because Hashem said, Rubachat Abachayim, so you have to make the choice. He brings down from Rabbi Yaakov Emden, though, that many, many psukim teach us that one should daven for Hashem's help, even deciding which path to take. Within the avoid of avoidus Hashem, there's lots of paths. So Adovin HaMelech says, Darchecha Hashem odiyenu, oichoisecha lamdeini. make your ways known to me, Hashem. Teach me your paths. Horein Hashem dachecha alecha ba'amitecha. Teach me your ways that I might travel in your truth. So he explains that when it's unclear what Torah demands of us, we have to daven to Hashem to make his way known to us. Those tefillahs are not, I don't know anything, I'm not learning, I don't know what the right thing to do is, Hashem. I know you said, b'chata b'chaim, v'zalom en yenot tikol kach. I'm going to daven to you, Hashem, you help me make the right choice. You know, to the right choice, to me, to do the mitzvah, not do the aveira. That's not what it's talking about. We're talking about somebody who's decided he wants to do the right thing, but he just doesn't know what the right thing is. We very often in Torah, we have conflicting mitzvahs, conflicting obligations. And you need the Torah to help you resolve those. What's written in Shulchan Aruch Mefurash, you don't daven to Hashem to help you to know what the right thing to do is, because you know what the right thing to do is. You wake up tomorrow morning, the right thing to do is to put on tefillin. You're going to daven to Hashem, help me to know whether I should put on tefillin or not. No, but there may be circumstances where you're not sure. There's all dinim of tefillin, gufnaki, machshavas, he person's not well, all conflicting obligations here. There he's davening to Hashem to help him to know what the right thing to do is, but that's in Torah. He's not saying, help me to choose between b'chata b'chaim and b'chata, the opposite of chaim. That's what Rabbi Yaakov Endem's teaching here. You need, there's complicated halachas, we know that, and it's not always a posture to know exactly what you're supposed to be doing now. And you can't always ask a shala. So that's the tefillah, Hadvichenu Darchecho, show me, lead me in your ways, teach me the correct ways. That's in Torah, in your Bechiri, you've already made the decision you want to do the right thing. But you don't know what the right thing is. So there, for sure, tefillah is valid. We see many examples he brings from Tanakh, where people daven for help in this area, when it's not clear what the Rotzen Hashem is. Everybody who wants to know what the right thing is, he wants to learn the halachas, he wants to go into the details of the halachas, he knows he needs that in Ishmaya. You're not going to come to the right conclusions. Halachas are a complicated world. So there we daven for that. In Avor Rabba, we daven for that every day. There's also Chovos HaLevavos. There's Midas Avoda, which is not always clear what the right thing to do is. It's not always clear. Should you say no to this person who's collecting money? Should you say yes? Wow, that's an enormous amount of avoida of shebelev, of halachas, of all sorts of stuff. Giving stocker can be an avoidance sometimes. When somebody comes from out of Beit Shemesh, for you that are in Beit Shemesh or from Johannesburg collecting stocker, are you allowed to give him? You think you just did a big mitzvah. There's this guy came from Bnei Brak to collect money. So you gave him stocker. You did a mitzvah and an aveira. Or nothing really. Well, it depends. Is everybody else in your town taken care of? I'm just giving one example because it happens all the time. The poor people in your town come first. So what are you helping a guy from Bnei Brak for? I mean, I shouldn't give him anything. No, you should give him something because the Torah says you shouldn't harden your heart. So you should give him a pruta, give him something, give him a shekel, give him 50 agarot, you give him something. What about these adverts that tell you that if you give the to this Vada stocker, say then Reb Chaim Kanievsky will will go to Radin to Davin at the Chovetz Keva for you. Your Vada stocker then Beit Shemesh didn't offer you those deals. So you have to give to your Vada stocker. Beit Shemesh, not to give to the Vada stocker somewhere else. The big Vada stockers give to everybody. So there you, I'm just saying, the central Vadat stocker, for sure you can give to them because they're going to give to Beit Shemesh also, whatever. You have to find out from your local Orthodox authorities how that works or whatever. So if you want to chap Reb Chaim's brocha, for sure, not saying not, because anyway, but if that money is not for you, it's not meant for your town. So the Eitzora knows, he knows to get the guy to give stocker there. So there we're davening off. What are they giving stocker? Yid is giving stocker. He's made the resolve, he's committed. He set aside the money, he's going home. But you have to daven to Hashem that you'll do the mitzvah properly. It's not so posh to know how to give tzedakah. Your family members that need help, how much do they need in order before they become tzedakah cases? What are the lochas? What about maisa? You have to give maisa. Maybe not. Maybe you potter for maisa. Person's got chayvus. Not so posh is allowed to give maisa. Complicated stories are in the world of mitzvahs. So therefore, sure you have to daven for help because you're not going to get it right otherwise. But you're not davening to Hashem. Please, Hashem, help me to choose to give tzedakah. That's your domain. That's what he calls foolishness. You know, but tochen that Hashem will help you choose the right thing. No. You have to make the decision. You have to be resolved. You have to be committed genuinely to giving staka. And now you daven to Hashem to help you do it properly. Very often doing what we call midas chassidus or doing chumras, for example, he brings down, on the surface look to be wonderful things, but very often the consequences can be terrible. You want to keep a chumra, you have to learn the halachas of how to keep chumras. There's all the realms of details there. Anyway, I'm not going to labor the point. The principle, I think, is clear. You can be doing, resolved and committed to do something good, but you can end up doing something very wrong because you don't know. So you have to daven to Hashem, and that's what David HaMelech was davening for. That's what he was asking for, and that's where a person has to have davening. That's where a person has to have betochen that Hashem will help him in the right area once he's done everything he has to do, of course. Okay. So now he does something which I don't know why. I always tell the guys you can't start a sentence with but he starts a sentence with but. So he has me telling the guys in the share you can't start a sentence with but, you can tell them there's a raya from the Chovos Levavos that you can. He starts with aval pirusha chelik b'achamishi. Why does he start with aval? What's aval? Anyway, what's but? You should have said achshav or, you know, behold, I don't know, whatever. But the explanation of the fifth category. What's the fifth category? V'chayvus avarim asher tolosam v'niskom me'abrim el zulosoy. Now we're going to talk about things where the duties of the goof, remember in Chalek Revi, in the fourth Chalek, we dealt with the chayvus of the goof, of the limbs, when it related not to other people. Now we're going to deal with the mitzvahs where what you're doing can help and harm other people. Before we saw it, it wasn't kosher to anybody else. It was with you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we're going to see those things that benefit and can affect other people. For example, b'tzdaka v'maisa, v'limud ha'chochma, teaching other people Torah, v'tzavos b'toy v'yizah ma'ara, giving people the correct tochocha and instruction, v'lahoshiv ha'amonois, paying debts, v'lahaste asod, keeping secrets, all the dinim of shmiras haloshon, v'ladavet toiv, v'lahasoy satoiv, all the dinim of avas chesed, v'kibud avos, v'ashavas harashoyim el alokim, bringing back the rishoyim, or the tinik shenishpas even, let's say, back to Hashem, having mercy on the poor people, taking care of the poor, the sick, the whole range of Beinonim L'chaveiros, okay? All of them, what, I don't know why he brings the whatever, okay? Well, he's boil chafosam kishimeir oisam el avoida. And when he tries to bring people back to Yiddishkeit, he's going to take the insult and he's going to take their abuse. Let's say a good rabbi is, how do you know he's a good rabbi? Is when at least 30% of his community is totally against him. The rabbi that everybody loves and you know, is cool with and everything's fine, as Ulokol Kachos said, his job's so good because he doesn't give techocha. When you give techocha, people insult you and they go against you. And we've seen Rabbonim terrible things, malshining the Rabbonim, getting them arrested, getting them driven out of town, Bezman Hazeh. I knew a case not so long ago where the Amish drove the Rav out of town because he said it like it was. He wasn't afraid. He was machmir on the mitzvah, says don't fear any man. You don't fear people, you fear Hashem. So if you had to give a guy to Chocha, you give him to Chocha. So Ruben the Rav community loved him because he loved them, and that's why he was helping them. But there was a small percentage that didn't like being told what to do, and they That's not so posh when you're involved in all these things. You're doing mitzvahs and whatever, but it can be mazik. And when you give them chizuk, can you frighten them because you teach them about schav oinesh? You give a shir about gehenim. Nobody gives shirim about gehenim anymore. You notice that no one talks about gehenim anymore. Chaval, you have to talk about gehenim. People need to know there's a gehenim. I heard recently, I don't know if I mentioned this, not so recently, but Rav Miller brings from, Rav Motcha Miller brings from Rabbi Ruchem. Rabbi Ruchem apparently said, I mean, I heard this from him, I don't have a source for this, but my source is Rav Motcha Miller. But he said when the Holocaust, whatever, when we found out what was going on, so Rabbi Rucham said that because people don't talk about, people have forgotten about Gehenna, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a little bit of Gehenna and he brought it down into this world. He said, we should remember what Gehenna is. Because the person needs to know what Gehenna is. He said, that's what the Holocaust was. It's a reminder that there's a thing called Gehenna. Rabbi Rucham. Doesn't sound Rabbi Rucham, but that's apparently what he said. So you have to give people tochor, there's reward, there's punishment. You have to know how you do that. That's not the, most of us are potter and from that mitzvah, that mitzvah, most of us, to be able to tell somebody about Gehenim and he still loves you afterwards, that's a little kach. You have to know how to do that. But today, all we want to do is make people feel nice and comfortable. And it's, that's important as well. You can't go around beating up the kids and tell them you're going to burn in hell and you're going to... But you know, we need to know that. Sifrei Chaim HaMavos, poison for Hashem's not playing games. We saw what happened the last 2 years. What it started with Miba Maim and it started with Miba Aish and Miba... I don't know what buildings collapsing in your head is. Skiller, man, we haven't. All the Sana Tokif is came up in Yotzi, the whole of Sana Tokif in the last year and a half. Miba Magaif, Rahmana Litzlan, terrible, terrible. We need to know that it's, it's not all just, fun. We know that it's for the good. We know that ultimately it's all for the good. We'll understand what they were at and what was good, and we'll say thank you for it. But when times is, Zemafchid. So, so we'll see how he's going to explain again. It's very similar to the derech that we saw before, the three stages, but we'll see it's a bit, okay. Oh, we have to stop soon. So let's just run through this quickly. It won't take long. Avne Yosha betochen bezeh shehiyo adam tzeifin bilvovoi kol ha-maisim ha-eile va-doim eleem. The way to have a tochen, to be soimach on Hashem in this area, is that you should tzeifen bilvovo, you should have in his heart the commitment to fulfill all these mitzvah actions and others like them. The yivcha asoisam, and then of course, like we saw before, chelek 2, he should choose to do them. The yizbove valayim, and he should put effort into doing it, make all these status as necessary. Like we saw above in Chelek 4, where we have the obligations to be Bechata Bechaim, and that requires the Bechira, that requires the resolve to fulfill Hashem's Rotzon and do whatever you can to fulfill it. By the way, the Brisker Rov brings down that the Ishtalus you have to make, even if the Ishtalus doesn't make any sense, if all you can do is something that doesn't really make that much sense and you can see Zelo le toilet, you still have to do it. That's his famous story with the choir and the shulin brisk. Let's just finish this. Maybe if we have time, I'll explain to you what happened there. Otherwise, we'll do it next time. But the story is a moedik limud. It karev elokim bilvad, and to do whatever you can to achieve it. So this year, we're talking about helping other people. Is you have to have the kavana to bring them closer to Hashem. Lo liknot shem kovod b'neiem. When you're doing mitzvahs that are just between you and Hashem, you don't get any covered for that because no one does, you did it. But when you're giving tzedakah and you're helping people and you're doing all sorts of public chesodim, so then there might be a vested interest to do it because of the covered you're getting. To get a good reputation, to get business. There's places where the tzedakah industry basically is what oils business. That's I give tzedakah to your company, then you do man, then because of that I give you business and then you go back. It's a whole business thing. Not to look out for the reward from them. These people be nice to you, they'll give you reward, whatever, because and not to gain power over them so that you can lord over them and have authority over them. And then you have to have betochen. Once you have the pure intentions and the resolve to do it, then you have betochen in Hashem that he'll help you fulfill the mitzvah the way he wanted you to do it. After he's done all the investment and time in order to do that. Mr. Hashem will carry this on next week. If you've got 2 minutes, I'll just tell you the story with the Brisker Rov. Shlomo Rollins told this myself, and he said he learned from that the Brisker Rov taught him a big chiddush, that the ishtadlus you make has to be ishtadlus, even if you know that the ishtadlus is not going to do anything. But if that's all you can do, Hashem's going to ask you, did you do everything you could do? So you think, everything I can do, that's relevant. But what about... So he told the Meiser, they wanted to, the reformers, the Skolniks, whatever, they wanted to make a choir in Brisk. I think it was a Rosh Hashanah. So they made a platform where the choir would stand. And the Gaboy made a point to the people in the choir. They'd been practicing, whatever. It came the big night. And the Briskerov, of course, was not going to let a choir in Nishul. You will see how far he went. So they're starting to start davening. The Gaboy tell the choir members to go up onto the platform. They start climbing up. The Briskerov gets up. He goes up. He says, get down. He sits down in his place there. The Gaboyim go again. They send him up again. Briskerov gets up. He goes. He tells them to sit down. 3, 4, 5 times, Lozoche. Eventually, to the cuts of the story, the Briskerov said he knew that he had energy to get up once more and tell them. And that didn't work for Fall. He couldn't do anymore. He loya koich to do anymore. And it's not working. You've tried to get them to go down 5 times. Why should they listen to you now? But if you've got the koiches to get up and tell them to go down, that's all you can do. That's what you have to do. So he got up and he went and he told them to get down again. And he went and sat down and he knew that's it. If they go up again, he's lost. And there'll be a choir in the Brisk shul. And the Gabbayim told the guys to go back up again. And they were going up. And one of the women opened up the pareches then, the curtain in the mechitza. And she stuck her head down, one of the wives. And said, what's this chutzpah you going against the rov? Yankel, get down. I don't want you up there on the choir. And the other wife started screaming. There was a ganze tarampa, whatever. And the men all went down and sat down. And that was it. Now, the Briskerov didn't get them to go down. He locked a shoe to the Briskerov. He told them to go down. They didn't listen. They went up. He told them to go down. He was finished. He'd done all these studies he could do. So, but he had said to Nishmai, he did everything he could do. Mustami, he asked Hashem to help him. I guess there was a tefillah there as well. So in the end, he never davened in the Brisker shul again, by the way. There was the last time he davened in the Brisker shul. He left. He stopped davening. He started davening at home. He realized that the rov of the shul, they're not listening to the rov as a kvar, you don't daven there. That happened in Corona in a couple of places I know about as well. People were listening to the rov about the klalim, whatever, the rov stopped davening in the shul, left. That was the Brisker rov's message there. But the deeper message, the big chidush there was, is you resolved, you committed to do the Rotzon Hashem, even if you know that at the end of the day, the law is there, but you still have to do everything you have to do. Shlomo Ron said he learned that there was a story about with the Gius Benot, with the whole thing. The Briskerov asked him if there was everything that he'd done, everything he could do. And he said there was done everything we can do plus everything we can do. And the Briskerov said, not enough, go find other things. He said, there's nothing else we can do that'll help. He said, to do things that don't help. But you have to do. Hashem's going to ask you to do everything. He said there was this Chiddush that he earned from the Briskerov. He told him the story then. So sometimes, yeah, we try our best. It is nisht, is nisht. Okay, that's also something you need to see atir ishmaya from, is to know how much you need to do. Because while you're busy doing ishtalas in an area that doesn't help, there's other areas that are being neglected, because we have lots of different responsibilities. You might be making ishtalas in an area that's not called kachashuv, and one of your kids' education is being neglected because of that. we have a lot of, how did Berkowitz put it once? You have to keep kulotora kuloi. You know, and then you have to raise a family and make panosa and stay humble through all of it. That's how you put it. We have and Makarov called Klal Yisrael in the meantime, in your spare time. We have complicated lives. So you have to make the decision, you have to be resolved, you have to do everything you can do, but then you have to have Betochen and Davent Hashem to help you. That's the, whether it's just the Beinon and Malkums, or it's including the mitzvahs that the avarias that affect other people, same thing. Those three things are in place, and that's what we have to be focused on. Okay, and next week, I don't know if we're going to have a Vard. Monday night's already Rosh Hashanah. That's Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night's Motze Rosh Hashanah. I don't see it being Shaykh, and Rosh Hashanah wipes me out. Thursday's already Tzom Gedalia. So I don't think we'll have a Shin next week. The week after Shabbos HaGadol, Shabbos Shuvu, we can have one. Before Yom Kippur, we can have another Vard. That works with you. Motzei Shona ani lo ani makir et atzmi. After 48 hours in the yeshiva, if Bezrat Hashem, I'll be able to dive in the yeshiva. Any koach for klum. So chasiva chiba toiva, a good yo. For those that I won't see, for those I'll see, we'll see still. You'll be on it and have a good gebench to yo. Mazel and brocha b'kolin yon.
Amen.
We should be able to see each other soon. I'm missing you.
Yeah, sooner than later would be wonderful. Wonderful.
Amen. Bezrat Hashem. Moshiach's very close.
Yeah.
Take good care.
Thank you very much.